This Jocks 94.5 podcast is brought to you by Millennium Satellite and Video. Log on to msvnow.com. TV excellence everywhere. That's Millennium.
Keep winning.
All he does is win.
Never change the song if you're winning. The Coach is presented each week by Coca-Cola.
Hey, give your game some flavor with Powerade. Keeping you hydrated is Powerade's job. Working on your game is yours. Powerade does what we need to do so you can do what you have to do. Powerade and Powerade Zero, available in a slew of flavors.
Coach, I mean, you're just going to run with the song as long as you're winning there?
Well, I told Rockstar he could do either one he wanted to because I was so hot that I didn't really care. I was getting so good, it didn't really matter.
Wow.
What song. Man,
6-4-1.
Whitney's always before Frank. You know that.
I will tell you, Wimp. I'll tell you. It doesn't matter this week because the two you pick every week, Georgia or Cincinnati, both are probably going to cover and win easily, right?
Well, Mike. We'll see.
Let's start with basketball, Coach.
Okay.
You got to see Alabama up close and personal several times, including the opener. Paul writes in and says, ask Wimp what he thinks. And this is Paul writing this. I think we got a chance to be pretty good and make the tournament again. Long and athletic on defense. Two good consistent shooters with Mack and Kira to go with Petty, Reese, and Herb on offense. Is that a pretty good breakdown?
Well, I think I got a good basketball team. I think the questions, they turned it over too much the other night. I think Avery would tell you that. How well they shoot the three, how many people they have that can shoot the three. It's gone, basketball has gone more to a three-point game now, as you'll notice from the Duke-Kentucky game and from the Auburn game. I think they have a chance to have a good basketball team. I don't know, NCAA tournament, they should be able to get into that if they do decently in the non-conference and can do maybe a little bit better than they did last year in the league. But there are a lot of positives there. If those positives can stay positive, then I think they'll be okay. It's hard for me to really – the outside shooting might be a little bit of a question to me.
There is a chance Austin Wiley will play tomorrow night against Washington. Yeah. And, I know South Alabama's breaking in a new system, first-year head coach there, but just watching Auburn, 101 points, yeah. The way they shoot it behind the arc, when you get a big like Wiley that can run the floor with all of these athletes, I guess my question to you – can this Auburn team be better than the 1999 team that was a number one seed?
Well, I don't know. It can be awful, it's awfully good. I don't know how – sometimes all the threes that you make kind of go south on you when you get to the league on the road for whatever reason. Certainly Wiley is going to be a big plus to them if they handle him in the right way. You're thinking by asking the question is, are they going to take away from the threes that they shoot by playing Wiley? And naturally – you're going to take away some of them, but you're able to shoot the threes if you go through him on occasions. And I think that you shoot the three on the break when you have an open shot and the defense gets back to the middle of the court instead of finding their man. But, and you go through him some. He needs to learn to throw the basketball back to the weak side when he catches it. So he can fit in well, I think, and they may be good without him. I don't know, but 18 threes is darn good in that particular game. But sometimes it goes south on you. But I think Auburn has the attitude that they just going to shoot till they make one.
Yeah, deep team, unbelievable defense. Auburn and Tennessee looked good out of the gate. Kentucky did not. Now, a lot of that was the opponent in Duke and Zion Williamson and just that talented recruiting class. If you're Calipari and you get embarrassed 118-84 on national TV on opening night like that, is there concern for you with the way your team is structured when you've got an Auburn and a Tennessee in the league?
Well, you better be able to defend the three. It's one thing to make the three, but then, of course, they didn't make any. They were 4-for-17. Duke is 12-for-26, which means they didn't guard it very well. Kentucky didn't. Outscored Kentucky 24 points by making 8 more threes. So, you've got to get your defense straightened out on defending the three. Are they killing you in the break, shooting the three on the break? You're not finding your people or in the half-court base. You got to get that straight. And then you've got to be able to see if you're shooting, if you have the right guy shooting a three. Now, it may be at Auburn, for example, everybody shoots a three well. It may be at Kentucky that you really only have a two or three that can shoot it well. So the three shooters have got to shoot it, and you got to defend it as well.
The coach, Wimp Sanderson, on the Bud Light Hotline joins us each week courtesy of Coca-Cola and Powerade.
Our friends at Powerade want to give your game some flavor. Keeping you hydrated is Powerade's job. Working on your game is yours. You can get Powerade or Powerade Zero available in a ton of different flavors at your local grocery and convenience store.
The 6-4-1 on the season blue plate coming up soon. And let's talk some college football, coach. If you're Alabama and Georgia now, yeah, these games coming up don't look particularly challenging. They'll be double-digit favorites in the rest of these conference games. But you've clinched your way in now. It would be easy to let off the gas. Is this where coaches make the big money?
Well, it is scary. I think it's a time of season where you're tired. I listened to Coach Saban's press conference yesterday, and he was ill, but he was also tired. And I think you get that way, and I think your team gets that way. Now, you can't take Sunday and Monday off against Mississippi State if you're Alabama because you're afraid that people take it, you know, your kids will take it lightly. You probably need to take Sunday and Monday off when you play the next game against Citadel. I think they understand the significance of the games. Both of them do, even though they're going to be in Atlanta. And hopefully you kind of get your football team to think that way too. And I think the assistant coaches can do that as well as the head coach. So I think there are two games that you've got to play well against, two teams you've got to play well against. But I think maybe you're tired. I don't know. Mississippi State may be tired. They had an easier game. So we'll wait and see. But I don't know the coaching can do much more than they can do. They just got to do the very best job they can to get them ready to play and let them play.
How surprised are you where Florida State is right now, just based on the athlete they're able to recruit?
Yeah, somewhat surprised. I don't know I don't really know exactly what direction that they need to go in. Obviously, most people are talking about we have poor assistant coaches and those kinds of things. And the ACC is so bad this year. Clemson just walking through it now. Clemson may have a little bit of a trouble at Boston College with it being 32 degrees and windy. But be interesting there. But Florida State is got. I don't know what kind of recruiting job that they have done, but they better get to moving on it because Central Florida and South Florida could get some players that they want because they're having a good year. And Florida, I'm sure, is working hard to get their program where they need to get it. And naturally, the Auburns and Georgias go in there, and Alabama's go in there. So Florida State's got their work cut out for him, and he'll survive the year, and he'll have to make it better next year. I don't know what kind of contract he has, but it's not a very good situation right now.
If you're Jim Harbaugh, are you tired of everyone talking about Urban Meyer being probably done at the end of the year, and this Ohio State team's not that good? They stay at number 10 in the rankings. They don't move up anywhere. Because you haven't beaten them in 6 years, and it seems like I'd want people to be talking Ohio State up a little bit more because that's going to put a lot. I don't want underdog something to prove Ohio State in that big game at the end of the year.
Yeah, it's going to be a hard game anyway, regardless of what you think about Ohio State. I think Ohio State gets ready to play them, especially at home. They got a mat on for each other. But the surprise thing for me was that Michigan and Notre Dame would play each other the opening game. That was a little bit of a surprise, and naturally, I wouldn't like to play a game like that. Although it really helped Notre Dame because now they can say they're the only team to beat Michigan. Michigan needs to really get themselves geared up to not think about the six straight losses and to do something about going into Columbus and winning. I think it's going. I don't know what you think. As bad as you feel Ohio State played or they are when the problems that they've had. Ohio State would be hard to beat in there, and then it's a big rigmarole after they get beat. I don't think Notre Dame's good enough to be in the Final Four, and I could be dead wrong. Of course, the quarterback is out now for Florida State, and I guess that's the reason that LT mentioned that. But it's a game where you can't worry about what they're saying about Ohio State. You got to worry about. You know, you don't go in there and say, we've lost six in a row to Ohio State. You go in and then talk about how much better you are than Ohio State if you play.
All right, he is the coach, Wimp Sanderson. Each week he gives us his Blue Plate Special. He is 6-4-1. Hit it, Rocky.
Blue Plate Special, sitting in a manager's job. Smith's Pool.
All right, Coach, you've made a living with Cincy and Georgia, 6-4-1. Where are you going?
Well, I don't know where to go. I'll tell you, I've toyed with Louisville and Syracuse is 21. I looked at that quite a bit. I don't know enough about Syracuse. I know the coach gets in there and rah-rahs with them when they win.
Yeah.
But I don't know what he gets them ready. I'm going with Georgia again.
Boy, just riding them dogs.
Is it 14?
I'll get it. Where are we?
14 was the 14? Last I saw yesterday.
Yeah, 14. I just think with that goggle kicker they got, who never misses one.
Rodrigo Blankenship.
Yeah, he got them goggles on.
He does.
I think he can't see the end of the field. He knocks them in there. One of you asked me a good question a minute ago.
I'm sure it was me.
I think it was Jim. about whether the coaches could get, maybe it's Brownie, get them ready to play.
That was
because
me.
They're successful. They better get them ready to play. I know that Auburn was very fortunate. Jimbo didn't do a very good job of calling that game. I just think that at home at night, I just think Georgia's better than 14 points over Auburn.
Okay.
I know you ride a one horse to death, and I probably rode this one too much, but that's what I decided.
Wimp is going with Georgia minus the 14. He is 6-4-1, and he's brought to you each week by our friends at Coca-Cola.
Yeah, great product out there, Powerade. Powerade's giving your game some flavor, keeping you hydrated. Just Powerade's job. Working on your game is yours. Powerade does what they need to do so you can do what you have to do. Powerade and Powerade Zero available in a slew of flavors at your local grocery store.
And, Coach, you get yours where?
Well, I get mine over on 41. I was with Stanley yesterday and asked him how they were doing. He said they were doing really, really well and great product out there, Coke, and everything that they do. Appreciate them having me on. Appreciate you guys. I've been nice two weeks in a row. People won't like that.
Well, that means we're doing a good job. We're doing a good job. Thank you, Wimp. Right. Love you.
Always get Lance's Lock on Twitter @TheLanceTaylor.